Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about Giovanni Cortolo being back on the show. Giovanni is a great friend of ours. He's a great friend of yours.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Giovanni. Giovanni is the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. And folks, he is a true friend of small business. Nobody works harder in Washington, D.C. than Giovanni on behalf of small business. And there's a whole lot of things going on that he's been working on lately, and we're going to get him to tell us about that. Giovanni, thank you for all that you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be part of your show, and I tell you, it's... You know, it's never astounding to be here in Washington with the storms and the rain. And even with all this rain and storms, it really hasn't gotten in the way of Congress doing absolutely nothing. So.
Well said, Giovanni. It's always handy to have a little sarcasm around Washington, isn't it?
Well, in most cases, it's good when politicians, they engage in the issues, but you don't want them to move too fast, too quickly.
That's exactly right, which is exactly what they did 4 years ago, or I think it was when they passed Sarbanes-Oxley. That was when they moved too fast. We saw what happened there. Giovanni, what are the big issues that are on the table right now? Let's talk for a moment about some of the stuff that's actually on the table. Was there a vote this week, or is there going to be a vote on the Senate on the death tax, estate tax?
Well, that's an interesting issue because obviously about 2 weeks ago. There was a cloture vote on death tax, and that's for full repeal. And what they intended to do is they wanted to get past this cloture vote, which would then allow the Senate to discuss an alternative.
And which would have, but that would also get it beyond filibuster.
Right, right. Yeah. So they couldn't get past the procedural vote. And unfortunately, the Republicans wanted to get passed, and we came up about three or four votes shy of being able to. We knew we didn't have enough votes for full repeal, so there was a legitimate offer on the table that would have helped small business. So that didn't happen. So what happened? We sent it since we have to, in order to any tax issue has to actually originate from the House. Also, it's blue slip, so they couldn't discuss any alternative. They sent it to the House. Thomas last week passed an alternative.
Congressman Thomas.
Yeah, Congressman Thomas in the House. It was 269 to 156.
Right.
And that proposal would have, estates worth more than $5 million, $10 million if it was couples. They had a two-tiered system between $5 million and $25 million. It was going to be taxed at 15% or capital gains rate.
Right.
Over $25 million, it was going to be taxed at twice capital gains rate. And as you know, capital gains.
Where's the logic in that?
Well,
pardon me for using that word in the same context as Congress, but I mean, I can't help it. I try to think logically.
Well, sometimes what happens in the House is not logical, but they tied it to caps gains rate, thinking that, I guess, this thing would kind of blow up again in 2010 since cap gains doubles. It wasn't the best alternative. I think Senator Kyle had some better alternatives. The way this is shaping up now, I don't know that the Senate's going to take it up because it has too much fallout from those that are pushing for even an alternative. We had our big businesses in town 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they said, look, give us some predictability. Right now we have no predictability in the tax code. The thing goes down to zero and then blows back up again, and in some cases 60-70% of estates are going to be whittled away through the estate tax. So this particular alternative doesn't look like it has the support in the Senate, so I'd be surprised.
So you're thinking it's dead for this year?
There's a lot of people that say that we really need some compromise this year. If we don't get it this year, it's going to be hard to pass any type of compromise. Of course, the chamber's position, we just want out and out repeal. We think it's a meritless tax. But still, I think there's a lot of support for a compromise. I don't know that it's going to happen.
All right. What about immigration?
Immigration's dead for the year.
Well, how do you really feel about that, Giovanni?
Well, I
hate it when you're wishy-washy about things, Giovanni.
the chamber actually feels pro-business, and we looked at it. We don't think businesses should be put in jail for hiring, if they legitimately make mistakes. We have a three-pronged approach. We're for the president's approach. There should be some sort of a guest worker provision. There should be some sort of reform, and there should be some sort of security. And we are for comprehensive reform, although I know that there's a lot of legitimate interests out there, a lot of small businesses that don't feel that way. We would like to see something happen. We have to see some sort of immigration reform happen.
I've said this before. I'm not an expert on this, but as I've studied this, as I've interviewed folks like you, and as I've read as much as I can in my own experiences, to me, obviously, the first thing is we got to stop the bleeding. We got to secure the border somehow.
Yeah.
Then we take all the people who are here illegally, and we give them 6 months. We say, okay, come in out of the cold over the next 6 months and register. We'll give you a guest worker card, as you're talking about, and we'll start you on the road to citizenship if you want to be. If you don't, then over a period of time, when your card expires, we'll send you back. If you're on the road to citizenship, which you'll need to be within a reasonable period of time, you go to the back of the line and come forward with like everybody else. But Giovanni, there can be no back taxes or fines. You'll never get those folks out of the cold to come in out of the cold if they have to pay back taxes or fines. In my opinion, that's lost money. Let's just get over that.
Yeah, well, there's something has to be done because we have 10 to 12 million undocumented workers here, and it really is overloading some of our system. So, we really have to address it, but it won't be addressed this year.
Why is that?
Well, it's become...
Election year?
Yeah, it's become pretty much a political issue. There's a lot of House... The House bill was very stiff. It only addressed border control. Whereas the Senate wanted a three-phased, more comprehensive.
Oh, boy. The Congress is working on it, folks, and God help us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Giovanni Cortolo. We're going to talk about minimum wage increases, the potential for that, right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, and he's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. He works hard on Capitol Hill for the issues, lobbying for the issues that are important to you and me as small business owners. And Giovanni, give us your website, please.
It's www.uschamber.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And of course, folks, I encourage you to join your chamber, your local chamber, which will roll up, many of them roll up right up to the U.S. chamber and be involved in some organization that's helping to grow the marketplace and to defend the things that need to be defended for the marketplace, businesses of all sizes. Giovanni, I was in Washington last week, and I met Senator Enzi, who, as you know, is the sponsor of the Small Business Health Plans bill that you work so hard on. I know that you and I saw each other in May, the night of when the vote went down against this, the procedural vote went down, and I don't think I've ever seen you so distressed and depressed as you were at that time, and I could tell that all. Worked so hard to try to get that passed and thought, you know, had an idea that maybe it would work, and then some people just kind of changed their minds at the last minute. But I saw Senator met him last week when I was in Washington, and he said that he was going to keep working on this thing and try to get it resurrected again.
Well, I tell you, we really energized the Senate when we were up there. We had over 600 people on the Hill lobbying for this issue, and it was so exciting. The first time in 11 years we've got small business health plans on the floor of the Senate. We fell short, but it was a triumph. And I tell you, it's when you're on the field of battle and you come out and you're just that close to winning, but still, there's other avenues, and we're going to explore them all.
Well, I was so impressed with Senator Enzi, and I met him before, but the guy is just a regular guy,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of senators and congressmen like that, and that's what we need up there. We need those
more guys like that. Yeah.
Sure, that have their feet on the ground and know what's good for everyone, especially business.
Well, he's just a great guy. And we're going to get him on the show real soon. We're going to talk about that, about small business health plans, because we need to get those things passed. And I know you're not going to give up on it either.
No.
What about this? I keep hearing this nonsense about raising minimum wage again. What's happening?
Well, this is an interesting issue, and it really comes to light a lot during the election years. And as you know, we have a big vote or big election here in the fall. You have the House up for grabs. You have Senate up for grabs. It's an off presidential year election, and this is ideal for the environment for a lot of the other side to kind of introduce minimum wage rumblings. 2 weeks ago, there was a vote. Senator Kennedy in the Senate offered a vote on
the arch-enemy, the arch-enemy of small business, Senator Kennedy.
To increase minimum wage to $7.25, a 41% increase from $5.15. It went down in flames. This was an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill. Senator Enzi, your good friend, said, look, and this is one way that's Senator Enzi offered a alternative, which only increased it $1.10. Now,
I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Well, he wanted it, but this is kind of an alternative.
This is politics, isn't it?
This is politics. You got to give, and then not only was there a $1.10 increase, but there was a lot of small business measures. Sweeteners that were added to it, and that went down, and that was something that we wanted to happen. And I'm sure if you asked Senator Enzi, he wanted it to happen too. But this is kind of the political game that you play. Now, currently, they're addressing it in the House, and in fact,
we've got some wobbly Republicans over there, don't we?
Oh my goodness, because you have some Republicans that are in pro-labor districts in which this is a big vote for them. It was
because
added,
many labor contracts are tied to minimum wage.
Yes. There was a $7.25 per hour deal that was added to labor HSS labor H reauthorization. They're looking at trying to add, and that was pulled from the floor by Majority Leader Boehner, by the way. They wanted to add it again to the Commerce State Justice. They're talking about it. They're trying to possibly add an alternative. You know, it may very well happen this year. You know, and I said, look,
Tell me that, Giovanni.
Well, I'm going to, the one thing I've told Congressman, if it looks like if it's a foregone conclusion, you know, as a sweetener, we should have association health plan or small business health plans added to the mix.
Now, when you're saying you think it'll get approved in the House, but you're not talking about it as an actual bill.
Well, if it gets approved in the House, there is generally that's when it happens. It becomes problematic in the Senate, and during this election, anything can happen. And in many cases, you put a lot of pro-business people, especially if they're in their labor districts.
So what you're saying is because of the election year politics, small business owners are going to wind up getting screwed over minimum wage.
They may. I mean, it's
we're going to get rolled under the bus, folks.
Because of
election year politics.
Well, we put out a key vote letter in which we said, "Look, this is we're going to use this vote to judge you."
Well, Giovanni, don't let the U.S. Chamber go along with that. You guys fight that minimum wage increase. That's just wrong on so many levels. With the unemployment like it is, and the economy growing, and everything, it makes no sense at all. Giovanni, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
See you next time. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with Don Lambro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.